Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside Boys and basketball coach Tyler Herbster after a runner-up at the McLeod Invite. And coach, a couple of big games here, a couple of really close ones. First, start off with the game against Morehead Mount, semifinal game. You win that one 60-57. How emotional was that victory?
Yeah, that was pretty good. We were, we had won that opening round game, and I really kind of wanted to at least get to the championship game just to kind of give the kids a feel of what it's like to get to a championship game. I thought that would kind of give us a little bit of extra motivation for, you know, when sub-state rolls around that, you know, to me it was just nice to get to a championship game. Hopefully, or maybe we can, you know, be playing well enough to get to a sub-state championship game and to kind of have that feel already. But overall, the kids played well for the entire tournament. We came out in all three games of the midseason tournament where we played great in the first quarter, offensively and defensively. Then we came out of every single one of the halves playing really great in the third quarter, too. And that's kind of what we need to do to win is to kind of get off to a hot start. It usually motivates us and kind of carries out throughout the game.
And then you guys follow up that game with just a heartbreaking loss, 63-60 against Bishop Ward in the championship game. Your thoughts down the stretch?
Yeah, we, once again, we came out, you know, leading after the first quarter, leading after the second quarter. They were a really long, fast, athletic team. After I kind of got the stats back, my three, you know, I was really worried about their pressure and the traffic around the perimeter, but, my freshman point guard, he had zero turnovers. My other two younger wings only had one turnover apiece. So, I mean, that's the difference is, we did a pretty good job not turning the ball over, which, you know, allowed us to get more shots, and it was just kind of nice to score, you know, average about 60 points a game in that tournament, because in the Big 7, we sometimes struggle to get out of those high 30 numbers just because of the physicality of the league. So, I couldn't have been more proud of the way the boys played that entire week of the tournament.
And then after that, you guys play Royal Valley on the 24th, falling in that one 58-49. Your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, I was actually pretty excited. Like, you know, I thought Royal Valley was about a perfect team for us to, you know, we have some good momentum going to the tournament. And, you know, Royal Valley is a tough team that's, you know, right there in the middle of the pack, Big 7 school, and I was really kind of excited to play that level of a basketball team just to kind of see where we are as a team. And, you know, we came out playing really hard, and I think the score was 0-0 4 minutes into the game, and we eventually kind of got a 9-4 lead there in the first quarter. But we kind of went back to it was just really tough to get anything going on offense, and you know our defense wasn't bad at the start of the game, and then you know from about halfway through the third quarter all the way through the fourth, we just couldn't stop penetration, and really you know our wings were kind of sluggish on offense, and they just once the minute we couldn't stop penetration, you know, they were either dumping it down for a stick-in or kicking it out to shooters that were knocking down shots. And they're a good team. And, you know, once you get back into the Big 7, we're all used to each other, and we know each other pretty well of what our strengths and weaknesses are. And I think that's probably the biggest difference from the mid-season tournament. A bunch of teams you don't play very much and kind of come back to a league where everybody is pretty aware of who's good at what and who can score and what the other teams are trying to do. So,
now, last question for you, Coach. You guys now take on an Axel team that just came off a TVL tournament championship, a very good Eagles team. And then, not to look too far ahead, but you guys then take on Sabetha. So you guys have a really tough stretch of games coming up. How do you guys stay locked in?
Like I said, I think we're kind of looking at the bigger picture here. Even though we lost, you know, we didn't play good yesterday, you know, our freshman point guard, you know, he stopped settling, taking jump shots. He did a lot of good things, taking the ball to the basket. We are getting some points from other scores, which is nice. But, you know, we've seen Axel for the last, you know, we've played him for the last 4 or 5 years. So I've seen, you know, Detweiler since he was, you know, really good from his sophomore year on. And so we kind of know a little bit about what they like to do. But, you know, they're going to be a tough team, and they're going to be tough to beat, and we're going to have to come out and play really good. And same thing when it comes to Sabetha the following week.
All right, Coach, best of luck in those really tough games coming up, and I'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, sounds good.
That was Riverside Boys Head Basketball Coach Tyler Herbster here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentist.